Within this geographic region, do we have adequate infrastructure?
Infrastructure, I would characterize as being a close second in terms of priorities to human capital. Today, the number one priority is a prepared, trained, skilled workforce. The capacity with this reshoring of manufacturing in America, the demand exists. The capacity to produce is the challenge. This is not unlike other countries, but why is it that America today has a competitive advantage? America has a competitive advantage because we have a more stable government, a more stable economy, and because the labor differential, that is, the difference between labor in, for example, China and in America on a unit cost basis, is that gap is closing and is projected to close dramatically in the next 10 years. At the same time, it's more expensive simply for management and the leadership of companies to have to travel all over the globe in order to create their manufactured products.
Something as complex as a regional economy, something that you and Mayor Fisher and the BEAM organization and all of its committees are out to construct, is complicated on the face of it, on the surface, but the onrush of disruptive technologies that we have now in our lives.
Well, I love that because in the face of change, you know, it's so important that we focus on very specific goals. And the BEAM goals are very specific. Grow exports, innovate, and focus on human capital, developing more graduates within our technical skills, engineers, and improve the skills of mid-skill workers.
Looking down years from now, what's your vision of the outcome of BEAM? What will Kentucky, and in particular this 22-county region that we're focusing on here, what will it look like? What will it be like to be in?
Yeah, you're going to see more design, more engineering, more centers of excellence related to, for example, automotive. We already have the manufacturing. What we know as today is that where there can be a collaboration between design component of a manufacturing process and the manufacturing component, that creates a more robust product. So the kinetic energy that occurs, the collaboration that occurs when people are working close together creates added value. Even in the electronic age, where we can so easily communicate electronically, what we know is that people working together still has a big value. As we go downstream, the Louisville can expect the General Electric, the Ford complex, the suppliers associated with those industries and those companies will grow. Because Lexington has the university content at a high level here, we can expect jobs will be created here, you know, for the design and the engineering dimensions of the engineered product. It's moving up the value chain. Jobs moving up the value chain, recruiting more of these jobs. That's why quality of life and quality of place is such a big deal. One of the principal recommendations is for Louisville and Lexington to continue to focus on building quality of life and quality of place.